Welcome to The Commercial Disco, a voyage of commercial discovery. This episode is proudly brought to you by CSIRO, Australia's National Science Agency and Innovation Catalyst. Explore the commercialization of great ideas across deep tech and science. Immerse yourself in conversations with the ambitious minds shaping Australia's unique innovation landscape. Discover their insights into what's needed to bring these remarkable ideas to life.
Hello and welcome to The Commercial Disco. I'm James Riley. This podcast is brought to you by Innovation Oz with the support of the National Science Agency, the CSIRO. Today I'm talking to Professor Peter Middendorf of the University of Stuttgart. Welcome, Peter.
Hello, James.
And thank you for getting on the call early in the morning there in Stuttgart. By way of background, Professor Middendorf, Peter, is the Vice Rector at the University of Stuttgart, the equivalent of a Deputy Vice Chancellor. He's a Director of the Institute of Aircraft Design, and more recently, he's Chair of the Research Directors Board of the Research Campus Arena 2036. We're going to get right into some of the detail and the structure of that Arena Innovation Platform in just a moment. But before we do, you're very familiar with Australia. You've done lots of Germany-Australian collaborations, and you personally have done collaborations in a variety of areas. So if we take that macro lens and we look at how different these innovation systems are, I'm interested to know, how do you map your way into our system? And what is it that brought you here in the first place? I would have thought the scale that you have in Germany would have kind of kept you there anyway.
Yeah, good question, James. Maybe first of all, you mentioned the long-term relationship to Australia, and what brought me there was my previous job when I was at EADS, Eurocopter, everything which is now Airbus company. And we had collaborations with the CRC ACS, Advanced Composite Structures, headed by Murray Scott. And we've had collaborative projects together, and this was a very fruitful collaboration, and we continued with projects together with Quickstep, all in the area of composite technology. And then I would say that the breakthrough of the collaboration was when I started at the University of Stuttgart, and one of my PhD students visited Carbon Nexus, which is a research fiber line, very unique. And there he met Bronwyn Fox, now the chief scientist of CSIRO. And then we started a collaboration on composite technology. And basically, it is these unique opportunities that you have with Carbon Nexus, with the CRC ACS, or with the Quickstep technology, which brought me to Australia. And meanwhile, we are collaborating also a little bit on the way we do research and the way we do research between research institutions and industry. And I find it quite interesting to see or to analyze the different ecosystems on both sides. In Germany, we have a very rich industrial environment, especially around Stuttgart, with big brands like Mercedes, like Bosch. They're all very interested in doing applied research together with either the universities or Fraunhofer Institutes and so on. And we are used to this. So the transfer, we call it the third mission of our university. And this is my dedicated vice rectorate at the university. So I'm vice rector for transfer. And this is more or less in our DNA. In Australia, I think the ecosystem is a bit different. You don't have maybe the big corporates like we have them in Germany, but a lot of very interesting small, medium enterprises, a lot of startups with cool and interesting ideas, projects, technologies. And from the research side, I think the universities have been focusing in the past 10 or 20 years more on fundamental research. But my feeling is that it changed quite a lot during the past 10 years. So we're exchanging on platforms, on collaboration mechanisms like Arena 2036, and this is very interesting to me.
it is fascinating, the differences between the two economies. And obviously, Australia doesn't have the kind of industrial giants that you've described in that commentary. But we also don't have that middle layer of sizable mid-tier industrial companies that supply into those industrial giants you talked about. So I don't know if this is possible, but can you describe that engagement layer? It's not just engaging with the industrial giants, but it's engaging with those mid-tier companies. How does engagement with industry differ in Germany to Australia? Is it simply the size of the organization?
Not sure if it's only that, but also the way industry engages with research changed over the past years in Germany. And I think this is due to the dynamics that we see in lots of industries and lots of new technologies like artificial intelligence, the transformation in our mobility sector. So we are not doing only the classical technology transfer as we did in the past years. We do research, fundamental research, applied research. We try to work on IP, on patents, and then transfer them afterwards to industry, to collaborative research projects. This takes a while, and the market is too dynamic to wait for that. So what we do meanwhile is more like a co-design, a co-development, a co-research together with industry, just to become faster. And I see that this is also the spirit that we see in Australia. And what you mentioned, this middle layer, is very important for that. Because the industry, the big corporates, are like our institutions, like a university, like a Fraunhofer, like a CSIRO, they are a bit slow. And these middle layer companies, they are much more dynamic. And also startup companies, they drive a little bit the new innovations.
Okay, let me now ask you about ARENA 2036, ARENA standing for Active Research Environment for the Next Generation Vehicles, all about the mobility industry. I guess I wonder if you can just describe ARENA 2036. A lot of people tell me it's really quite something. I think it's been around 10, 12 years, something like that. Multidisciplinary, public-private investments, Fraunhofer institutions involved, corporates and that middle layer. So talk to me about how that came together. I mean, I guess it has a mission given its name.
Okay. ARENA 2036 is, first of all, a new way of public-private partnership. Meanwhile, established, as you mentioned, 10 years old now, the model is, we call it industry on campus. So it's not a public-private partnership where public institutions and private companies work together and they're doing projects, they meet once a month. But it's really that you have industry on the university campus. We have shared office space, we have shared lab space, we have, very important, a shared coffee machine, and we have all the ingredients that we can do collaborative research on site. So we have IP agreements, for example. If a new idea comes up at the coffee machine, to whom does it belong? So everything which you need. And of course, ARENA 2036 has a thematic focus, which is around mobility and manufacturing for mobility. So more or less these two pillars. And we started 10 years ago with a focus on, it was a new buzzword by the time, Industry 4.0. And on the one hand side, and on lightweight design on the other hand side. And this evolved quite a bit. We're focusing now much more on software-defined mobility, software-defined manufacturing. So ARENA is more or less a platform, an open innovation platform, as we would call it, with, of course, lots of research institutes from university, from Fraunhofer, from DLR, so from different organizations, a lot of corporates, small and medium enterprises, and very important, also connected to a vivid startup ecosystem.
Okay, I should have mentioned at the outset, your background is aerospace engineering. This is not aerospace engineering, but all the kind of composites and materials and the many, many things that go into that. Can you tell me, you've described a physical space that a bunch of institutions and companies go into. Now, is this out of a federal program that selects an industrial base to locate something like that, or is it a federal program with a particular state that bids towards that particular innovation platform? How did that work?
It is a federal program with a duration of 15 years, so we're now in the last third. But meanwhile, if you have a look on the projects, partners, on the budget, that the part of the federal funding is for this special program is certainly below 5%. So the idea of the bid was really to create this innovation platform and to enable it to grow and to enable it to attract further funding, to attract industry engagement, also to attract the researchers to buy in.
So is there an equivalent here? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if we look at things like the CRC program here, you've worked with a bunch of CRCs. I mean, as a general statement, they look somewhat subscale compared to an Arena 2036. Maybe that's unfair, I'm not sure. And the CSIRO we were talking earlier has that CSIRO Test Lab 4.0. These, I would say, modest type programs, but similar, is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. I think the CRCs are similar. They also have, as far as I'm informed, a 50% industry engagement budget-wise. They have a 7 years program and they need to bid after a certain time again for the funding, maybe a bit on smaller scale. And what might be a difference is for Arena 2036, the physical infrastructure is very important. But this is difficult to compare maybe to other ecosystems. In Stuttgart, we have really this very rich ecosystem, and proximity plays an important role. It would not work if Arena were in Eastern Germany, where there's a totally different ecosystem. It's important that our partners from Mercedes, from Siemens, and so on, can choose every morning either to travel to their company side or to travel to Arena.
So can I ask, you talked about the project funding budget-wise, it was around 5% from that federal pool. But as far as the physical site, that infrastructure, that was an upfront budgeted item through the federal government?
No, it was an upfront investment mainly from the university. So 50% is from the university and 50% is from a budget which comes originally from the European Union and goes to the state. So it's more or less half state, half the European Union. And the other 50% comes from the university, and I think it was one of the best investments that the university did.
Is that literally the best investment they've made on returns to the university?
Yes, but the university is not a company with that return on invest is not only budget-wise, but the return on invest is really on partnerships, on new projects, on new ideas, on the ecosystem. And I would say it's really a significant return on invest.
Okay. Now, multidisciplinary skills, I think, is a big part of it. There's lots of new tech is coming into this space, or all spaces, AI, quantum. I think you've done a lot of work with the 5G, 4.0 stuff, and 6G, I guess, coming. So has the focus changed at all, given all of that? I mean, we can't talk about anything without talking about energy transition, but particularly mobility. So has the focus changed as new technologies have arisen or new priorities have arrived?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I think back 10 years ago, it was mainly, as I mentioned, Industry 4.0 and lightweight design composite structures, which is my discipline. This is why I came into Arena. Meanwhile, we have this transformation of the mobility sector. Of course, we still have Industry 4.0, 5.0, whatever. We have 5G testbed, now 6G testbed, but we have also projects on hydrogen storage, on hydrogen energy for industrial manufacturing, for example. We are much more in the virtual data space, meanwhile. So not everything is only on the shop floor, but we have data spaces. We call this Arena X. We have software-defined manufacturing, software-defined mobility as new research fields. And also what you mentioned, quantum technology and artificial intelligence is something which is in the funnel for new projects. And this is currently part of our fundamental research at the university and at the research institutions. And we try to bring it into Arena. We do workshops together with industry, and especially on quantum sensors, we already have the first projects in our ecosystem.
Okay, tell me this. Through the time that you've been involved at Arena 2036, is there anything that's come out of there that has been surprising to you? Didn't see that one coming, kind of innovation, or what's something that has been produced out of that that you didn't really see coming?
Difficult to say, because I'm I try to be in the arena every week, and it's not that you have a look on Arena 10 years ago and now. But what really is a big success was a project that started very small. We call it the Intelligent Floor, an industrial floor, which was a project of the university with Bosch. And the idea was that the floor itself needs to be more intelligent so that you can easily reconfigure, that you have sensors in the floor, that when you adopt your manufacturing, then the setup of the floor changes, you have wireless charging, everything integrated. And I think we started with 3 square meters. And meanwhile, it is a product at Bosch. It's in the version 10. There's a big space in the arena equipped with the floor. And this was really fascinating to see. And this was really the prototype of an arena project, because lots of startups have been involved, lots of research institutes. Bosch, of course, is the big corporate who tries to bring it on the market. And we always show this as our pilot example of how Arena could work.
Amazing. Love it. I'm talking to Professor Peter Middendorf from University of Stuttgart and Arena 2036. I'm going to finish with this because we spoke just before we started this interview. You're coming to Australia next week. You're doing a bunch of things. I wonder, maybe this is a way to describe to listeners the kind of cooperative arrangements between Germany, Australia, your students and Australian institutions. Talk us through some of the things that you'll be doing in the next week or so in Australia.
Yes, I will be visiting the Industry 4.0 test lab. There's an industry event showcase, and I was involved in the setup of the Tesla. It was equipped, for example, with infrastructure from 2 Austrian companies, and I've been with partners from Australia to visit the companies and to do the setup. And 2 of my PhD students are working in the Tesla, and we always have supervisor meetings. Normally, we do it like we do it now and in a digital way. Early in the morning, German time, and in the afternoon, Eastern Australian time. And now we have the chance to do it in person, face to face. I meet with some of the industry partners over there. I will meet with Adriano Di Pietro, who is setting up a new CRC on advanced air mobility. So I'm an aerospace engineer, and we have done projects together. I'm interested to see the way forward of the CSC, to discuss with Adriano. And before flying to Melbourne, I am at the Gold Coast meeting with another colleague, Stephanie Fey, to extend a bit the network. She's doing great research, and she moved from Singapore to Australia. So I'm looking for new opportunities, new ideas that I can take with me back to Stuttgart.
Professor Peter Middendorf, thanks very much for joining us on the Commercial Disco. Much appreciated.
Thank you, James.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Commercial Disco podcast, proudly brought to you by CSIRO. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you heard us. For the latest on tech, innovation, and public policy, visit innovationaus.com. And stay connected with us on social media to ask questions or suggest future guests. Until next time, this is the Commercial Disco wishing you an inspired week ahead.